This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello. Bentornati. Come state? Spero tutto bene. Welcome back to the brand new, the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. And guys, I have good news. It's Friday. That means the weekend is almost here. I hope you have all had very good weeks so far. And you might also remember that Friday means an advanced episode is here. Even though we've been doing advanced episodes on Thursdays as well, Friday is a great day to practice advanced listening English skills. And guys, as we always do, let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. My sentence for you guys today is: Pensa al sistema universitario di Finlandia rispetto a quello americano. Let me say that one more time. Pensa al sistema universitario di Finlandia rispetto a quello americano. How would you say that exact sentence in English? I'm curious. You can always leave me a YouTube comment before hearing the answer. But in any case, at the end of today's episode, I'm going to explain exactly how I would say that in English. And with that being said, let's start with today's one big thing. And today's one big thing is a question, and it's: how much does university cost in the United States? So before I even give the answer to this question, I want to clarify something about American English. We tend to call university college. And that's not collegio. Collegio in English is boarding school, so it's a false friend. University is often referred to as college in the United States. So instead of saying like, I go to university, most Americans would say, I go to college. Now, since I've been abroad so many years, when Italians speak English, and also when British people speak English, of course, they tend to say university. So I've kind of adopted this usage as well. But I do want to clarify that in general, Americans call university college. So my real question is, how much does college cost in the United States? And that's a very scary question, because most of you guys probably know that college or university is extremely expensive in the US. I also want to tell you that depending on where you live, the cost of a specific university might change. And what I mean by that is there's such thing as in-state tuition and out-of-state tuition. If you are a resident in the state of your university, college is going to cost less for you. If you go to university in another state, it's going to cost more. So I'm from Colorado. I was born and raised in Colorado. Had I gone to a university in Colorado, I would have paid less. However, I made the not so smart decision to go to university in another state. I'm sure some of you guys know that I went to the University of Kansas. And let me just give you a couple numbers here. For someone from Kansas, a Kansan, that same university, when I went there, which, by the way, that was from 2011 to 2015, it would have cost around $10,000 a year. And again, that's for a Kansan, someone from the state of Kansas, because they're going to college in-state, and the cost is less than it is for someone from out-of-state. And obviously, I was out-of-state because I'm not from Kansas, I'm from Colorado. So my yearly cost was, I don't know the exact number, but it was around $20,000 a year. Potentially even more, $22,000, $24,000 a year. And so if you do the math, college lasts on average 4 years. So if you do 20,000 times 4, of course, that's $80,000. Needless to say, it's extremely expensive. And the follow-up question is always, so how the hell do you pay for that? How can you afford that? Which is a completely understandable question. Almost no one just pays upfront the entire sum of money. Almost everyone takes out a loan. And these loans, prestiti, allow you to pay the university immediately. But then, obviously, over time, you have to repay the loan. And that's where we get student loans. Student loans are loans that students took out that now they're repaying. And of course, I have student loans. My father and I, well, I should say my family and I, split the cost of my university experience. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. But I'm still paying for half of my university experience. So I'm basically paying for 2 years, and my family paid for the other 2 years. But despite that, to this day, I'm still paying back my student loans, and it's basically just part of my monthly expenses. So every single month I have to pay around, I mean, I don't want to be too specific, but around $300-$500 every month. And I don't even know how long this is going to go on, because there's also interest. So it's not that you're just paying the exact cost of university. You also have to pay interest. Time is passing. I think the interest rate is about 5%. So with interest, of course, you end up paying even more than $80,000. Keep in mind, as I mentioned earlier, it was not the smartest move to go to university out of state. I guess I wouldn't say I regret it, but I wasn't even fully aware back when I was 17 years old, trying to decide which college I wanted to go to. You know, when you're only 17, you're not fully aware of the cost and how much you're going to be paying. And now here I am, 13 years later, I'm age 30 now, and I'm still paying my student loans. And every time I check my balance, it feels like it's never going away. And it feels like I'm just going to be paying these student loans for the rest of my life. Honestly, that's kind of how it feels at times. With interest and with the extremely high cost, it feels like it barely goes away each month. So obviously that's a big concern in the United States. It's gotten out of hand, because I'm also talking about 2011. We're in 2024 now. With inflation, with the way the economy has been going, I don't even know how expensive university is nowadays, but I can guarantee it's more expensive than it used to be when I was a student there. But what can I do? Literally, what can I do? All the pain that I have taken on in order to pay these loans, I've swallowed that pill. I've digested it. It doesn't even bother me anymore. It doesn't really hit me like, oh, I'm still... I've overcome that emotional battle. It's been a long time, so it doesn't really even bother me anymore. But when I think about the future, I think about if I ever have children, I don't think I even want them to go to college in the United States, because I don't even know if it's worth it. The way the world is going, the way things are changing, do my future hypothetical children even need a university degree? I don't know. It all depends. How expensive will university be in 20 more years? That's all to be determined. And anyway, to close today's one big thing, I would just say not everyone is paying as much as I am, because again, I'm out of state. In-state universities are, of course, still expensive compared to European universities, but they could be even half that price. You could find universities in-state where you're paying probably as little as $5,000 a year, maybe more commonly, roughly $10,000 a year. So it's not as bad as my case. Like, it could be better, but it also could be a lot worse. If you go to some schools on the East Coast, I don't even know how expensive those get, but $40,000 a year is by no means an exaggeration. That's definitely, there are some schools that cost at least $40,000 a year. That's Cuarenta Mila. So anyway, this one big thing is the perfect transition to today's question of the day. And guys, today's question of the day is it still worth it to go to college or university in the United States? And that's a very difficult question. When I was a kid, when I was growing up, the number one message was, you have to go to college, you have to go to college, you have to get a degree, and then you have to get a job. And if you don't have a degree, you cannot get a job. That was when I was a kid. I would think and I feel that things are a little bit different now. I mean, I started my own business and I've basically worked for myself for most of my professional life. So in a weird way, I don't even need my degree. At the same time, I studied linguistics and Italian, both very relevant in the job that I do. So in a sense, I actually got utility from the school itself, not just the piece of paper saying, hey, Brian, you graduated, congratulations. Like, what I learned in college is actually useful to me today. Not everyone, and in fact, most people cannot say that. So I probably could have learned a lot of what I learned in college online, because if you look at YouTube, you can basically learn literally anything. So you don't necessarily need college to learn. You do not need university to learn. I don't know what businesses are going to look for in their employers in the future, but something tells me having a degree will not be the only requirement. And maybe the day will come when needing a degree is not even necessary. You don't need a degree. You just need the skills. And if the question is it still worth it to go to college or university? I'm not 100% convinced that the answer is yes. If you know how to develop skills, if you can make yourself useful without spending a fortune on university, then no, it's not worth it to go to university, because you can develop the skills by yourself, you become a valuable person, and then you can either start your own business or you can be useful in someone else's business and you can find a very nice job. So really the simple answer is it depends, but it's not necessarily yes. I'm curious what you guys think about all of this. I'm sure these numbers are shocking to some of you guys, understandable. But in any case, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Remember that today's sentence is pensa al sistema universitario di Finlandia rispetto a quello americano. And real quickly, before I give you guys the answer, I am an English teacher. In fact, I was just talking about my business. My business is called Bringlese Academy, and it's an online school where we put English into our students' life, grammar, listening, speaking classes. It's truly a full, complete school, and you can even start for free, literally, for free, no credit card needed. Just go to bringlese.com and check it out. I encourage my listeners to try it. If you do, thank you so much. And now for the answer to pensa al sistema universitario di Finlandia rispetto a quello americano. In English, I would say, think about the Finnish university system compared to the American one. So there are a lot of things to learn from this sentence. Pensa al sistema universitario think about the Finnish university system. Of course, the collocation think about is the best way to say pensare a. And we have an imperative sentence, so there's no subject. Think about the Finnish university system. So, finlandese, Finnish. Rispetto a, very important vocabulary here. Compared to. Rispetto a. Quello americano, the American one. So, all in all, the sentence is, think about the Finnish university system compared to the American one. And that is today's translation challenge. Guys, it's Friday, as we all know. I'm wishing all of you an amazing, beautiful, fun weekend. I'm actually going to Dublin tomorrow. A little bit of news for you guys. So I'm going to be in Ireland. But of course, I'm going to have a new episode on Monday morning, as I always do. So enjoy your weekend and then join me again on Monday morning, where I will have a brand new episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep practicing. Let's keep improving. Let's keep adding English to our lives. And guys, as always, I'll talk to you very soon. Peace.